Hi, I'm Phil Pulitzer from Billionaires in Boxers, and you are about to enjoy an amazing piece of content by Lynn Whitbeck. What this lady does not know about sales training and positioning within your business is not worth knowing. I'm sure she's brought you an amazing guest to share some additional knowledge and resources, and it can only have a positive impact on your business. It's coming up right now.
The idea, insight, or secret you need for massive impact is just moments away. It's time to claim your career crown, the podcast where business owners and entrepreneurs share the keys to the kingdom to help you open the vault to your greater success. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Petite to Queen's Claim Your Career Crown podcast. I'm your host, Lynn, and today we are joined by our special guest and my very good friend, Leslie Nace. And Leslie and I are going to be talking about how to unlock your business growth via multiple platforms. So I want to tell you a little bit about Leslie. Entrepreneurs hire Leslie to get to the core of communication because most fail to speak the language of their listener and are missing out on connections, relationships, and resolutions to maximize success. So she breaks down barriers to leverage conversations for collaborations and conversions. Leslie is the creator and CEO of Intuitive Animal Healing, a communication specialist, a spiritual advisor for C-suite CEOs with a certification in core communication for business. She is the host of the Client Whispers podcast and TV show on the Billionaires Network and Palooza TV. Leslie is also the host of Books, Yarns, and Tales. That's a TV show that streams on Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and Roku. Leslie, I'm so excited to have you back today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
I always love the time that we spend together, Lynn, and this is such a great subject to be chatting about today. So thank you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic. And for those of you who are joining us for that very first time, make sure you don't miss a single episode by subscribing to Claim Your Career Crown wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love the show, please share it with your friends, your colleagues, and give us a 5-star review because we would very much appreciate it. All right. So Leslie, you know, I thought what we would do is sort of kick it off by defining unlocking business growth because, you know, it can mean different things to different people. And when I think of unlocking business growth, I think of having something that's sustainable, that's consistent, that is reliable, that it's something that you can actually can just, it's like an engine that's running at peak performance, and that you are therefore able to attract, connect, convert, and close your ideal clients. So when we're entering this conversation, I mean, that's sort of my take on what it means to unlock business growth. So I'd love to hear your perception of what it means and what's your definition of unlocking business growth.
Well, you know, I love that we're actually coming from two different parts because I go with the mind, body, spirit connection in many ways. And it is all about communication, no matter how you look at it. And when we unlock potential business growth, it's like opening up your mind to new ideas. We often get so set in our ways and go down this like narrow hallway that this is where we're going. And now this doesn't mean that you shouldn't kind of set goals and opportunities, but when you can open that up, your perception up a little bit more and be ready to listen to other ideas and aspects that may come your way, you might be totally surprised and take kind of a turn that you didn't expect, and yet you're still reaching your goal. And so that's going with that kind of flow, being ready to make those adjustments in life are so important because we never know when something's going to happen to us or our business or where we think we're headed. And if you're ready, you can just go with the flow. you can move with it. So, Lynn, I have a question for you.
Okay.
All right. What does multiple platforms mean, and why are they such an integral part of unlocking business growth?
Well, once again, you know, my take on the multiple platforms is it's all the different channels that you have access to. I mean, it's a podcast like we're doing here. It could be YouTube videos, TikTok. I mean, the new Threads. It could be on any social platform. It could be holding events consistently on Eventbrite or on Facebook or LinkedIn, participating in live speaking events. It could be holding summits on a regular basis. It could be using a book promotion channel to attract your ideal clients and bring them in to your plan and your funnel so that you can nurture them and then, long-term sell them, short-term and long-term sell them your product or service. So it's all these different ways. And I think one of the key things about why this is so important is that different people and groups and businesses and your service and your own personality, some things jive. I mean, they just fit better. And your audience is there. I mean, the first thing is, where does your ideal client, where are they hanging out, especially in groups or in bunches, that you can attract them? And so if you're selling to a very specific niche or market, you're going to want to look for things that's where the audience already is, because that's going to be your most quickest path to attracting that audience, you know, to you. And that could be, once again, that could be speaking at an event. It could be going to a conference or a trade show. There are many organizations, associations that you could be a member of that, once again, that they offer those opportunities. So the key is, where are you more likely to attract the right audience, your ideal client? And then, you know, what are you doing in the sense of communication and your strategic planning to put the pieces in place? So not only do you create that spark and the attraction, but that you bring them in to your community, that you connect with them, and that through that connection and nurturing, that you can then convert them to become clients. And one thing too is that your platforms, things change over time. And so being aware of that movement and having more than one primary platform or channel is a good idea, because if nobody has ever read it, you've got to go get Who Moved My Cheese, because the cheese is constantly being moved. And it's that core principle that you need to have, you know, not everything, because that's, it's just like if you're trying to sell to everyone, you're selling to no one. You've got to focus on a couple core areas where you can attract, you know, your ideal clients, but not just one, because if you focus all your efforts, like all your marbles in one basket, as soon as that basket tips over, you know, you're in trouble. So having, you know, a primary platform, and then I would say having two additional platforms that you're nurturing, sort of a triangle, is going to be more effective to unlocking that business growth. Because the other thing, and this is important, is that people then can hear about you and be attracted to you on these different, in these different channels, in these different ways.
Right.
Because once again, not everyone's going to, very few people actually just jump on board the first time around, right? Mm-hmm. And they go, oh yeah, I heard her before. I heard her at that summit. Oh wow, I'm actually getting to see her speak on stage. I see her, you know, at the event. I'm going to walk up and introduce myself. So you have this way that you're being able to build that like, know, and trust factor, because you're exposing yourself to your right audience, to the ideal client, in multiple ways on multiple platforms. So that's why, being on more than one place is so important. But underlying that is the strategy. You know, understanding who your ideal client is and where they hang out. And then the communication piece is really understanding how to attract them. You know, what do they want, need, or lack? Why does it matter to them? You know, what's in it for them? So they can what? You know, what are their pain points? What problems are they trying to solve? What solution are they looking for? You know, how is this going to serve them? And, you know, what's keeping them up at night? You know, what's a monetizable pain point? And then how does your solution address and solve that? How do you give them that dream, that goal, that aspiration that they're looking for? And that you tie in with that strategy and the communication so that you can attract your ideal client to then connect with them and convert and have them become clients. Leslie, I know that you are on multiple platforms. You're an expert at this. So, you know, what does this mean to you? And why do you perceive that it's so important to unlocking business growth?
Thank you. I mean, you covered that so thoroughly, but I do want to make sure that your listeners have understood that you named a book, and that book that you recommend for people to read in business is, again, Who Moved the Cheese?
Yeah.
Who Moved the Cheese. Title?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you went through that so quickly, I just want to make sure that people understood that what you were talking about. The parts that you were also talking about, and I think it's funny, I mean, you're watching me with my cat, right? My cat is like figuring out, how can I get her attention? She's coming to my hands. She's coming to the side of the computer. Then she's going to the light ring in the back. So all these different ways, and swishing the tail, are ways that are communicating that I'm important right now and you need to pay attention to me. And I think that's a straightforward communication that's happening between, you know, a cat and a person. She knows what she wants and she knows how she's going to get it. On this case right now, she's laying down on the desk and she can wait until we're done here. But the other thing is that when it comes to people who are getting ready to go out there on platforms, it can be very intimidating. I can't tell you how many people, and myself included, when I first started TV, it's like, oh my gosh, what are people going to think? And, you know, how can I put myself on video? I don't like the way that I look. I don't like the way that I sound. What if nobody resonates with the message? All of these what if, what if, what ifs. When it really takes courage just to stand or sit and give your message time after time, over, you know, again and again, and making clear, like you have said so many times, what is your message? You know, make sure that you know what you're talking about. And I, for one, have many different talents and many different areas. But when I chunk it all down, it's about communication. It's how I do come across and speak to people. Because when you're on those different platforms, whether it's podcasting, whether it's being in a network with people, and whether it is, you know, even radio, your voice and your attitude on those platforms carry across to people. They also carry across when you write. The way that you write, and don't be intimidated about writing a certain way for business, because some of those aspects are changing right now. More that you can, number one, more that you can be yourself. You know, we've talked about that being your authentic self, your authentic voice. The more you've got to attract the right people. It is not about attracting hundreds and hundreds of people, because no matter what you say, not tons of people are going to see your website, not hundreds of thousands are going to see you on whatever platforms like TV and podcasting, but you will attract, like Lynn said, those people who truly believe in what you have to say. And they're going to tune in over and over again to hear that message in the ways that people were talking about it. And when you start doing that, it is like a snowball, right? You know, you start with a small snowball to build a snow person. And you've got to get that base and foundation. And the more you keep rolling it, you know, in case you've never been in snow before, once you keep rolling that snowball in the snow, got to be the right kind of snow, then it will stick and it'll get larger and larger. And then you're growing momentum. So you got this great big ball of momentum and you say, oh, wow, I can start another snowball and I'll put that on top and I'll build one more on top. And then you have a snow person. All you have to do is decorate the outside. So that's what rapid growth is like that. It is like having that snowball effect that keeps building, keeps building. Now, sometimes it seems like it takes a slow amount of time. You know, we've seen people who have changed things overnight. We've seen things that have happened quickly in this world, and they still will in some point. But you have to put in the work day after day. And Lynn, you know, that leads into like my next question about putting in the work. What support do business owners and entrepreneurs really need in this day and time to rapidly grow their business on these multiple platforms?
Well, the first thing is they need a strategy. They honestly, so that you have a roadmap as to where you're going. And the first thing on that is to really to tap into what you do, how you help and serve others, what you help them achieve and accomplish, and, you know, why that matters. And then you've got that basis of, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, your service or product, then it's, what about the client? You know, walking them through, what do they in this, that area, that specific, you know, do they need a product for, you know, cutting their hair, you know, whatever it is, you know, going through that, what do they want, need, or lack? You know, why does it matter to them? So they can, going through that exercise and then diving deeper into who that person is, you know, in the sense of, you know, what's keeping them up at night, what monetizable pains they have, you know, where they hang out, you know, what type of media are they digesting, and how you're going to, what's the most logical pathway to make connections with them. So when you're putting that together, then you go back to that, your own, like what you do, how you help and serve others. And then you readjust that, you refine it to for that ideal client avatar, because you know much more about them. You know, really diving into some demographics and some psychographics, which are the most important factor for that right audience, that ideal client, because psychographics are things that are really part of your belief system, and they don't change the same over time that demographics do, because people move. They get older, they may go back to college. I mean, demographics are things that there's certain aspects that, you know, you can definitely target. But psychographics are really core value belief system, things that you want to tap into. So then as you refine that, now you're able to work on, you know, where am I going? What platforms make sense? Where are they hanging out? What is it that particular right audience, that ideal client avatar, you know, what are they going to be looking for, and their ways that I can connect with them? So rather than, you know, trying to just blanket do it all and not do it well, focus on very specific areas. On a social channel, some people, their audience is going to be on LinkedIn. On others, they're going to be on TikTok. On some, it could be on Instagram, and you're going to want to be doing messaging. It's, or DMs in that case. It's different places there, right? And so You don't want to try to do all of that. Just you can certainly do more than one, absolutely, but don't try to spread yourself thin like you're trying to do all of that, because then all you're going to be doing is spending your time on social media and you're not actually working in your business in the sense of connecting with clients and serving them with either your, with whatever your product or service is. So then when we're looking through that, then the next step is really, well, what's their journey look like of working with you from that first time when you attract them and you're creating that spark of interest so that they connect with you? Well, how do you nurture that so that you're building that relationship? And from that first time that you actually get to have a conversation with them, whether virtually or in person, you know, what are the next steps after that? What is that follow-up? So you're sort of transitioning from outreach and building the connection, building your rapport to actually meeting them and having a conversation. And now that sort of translates into follow-up, because now you're going to continue that relationship and nurturing that relationship so that you can build that and guide it so that they're ready to make a decision to work with you, to buy your product, to partake in your service. And so the relationship doesn't stop there, because now the next stage is they are a client and you're going to be nurturing them. You're going to be delivering on your product or service, whatever that engagement or implementation looks like. And you're going to convert them to a raving fan for referrals and introductions and additional business. And so it's knowing what that journey looks like helps you look at the assets that you already have in place, and then how can they serve you? This is off story, but just yesterday I was refining our welcome sequence. When we attract someone to our community and they opt in, we welcome them, and I wanted to make some updates to it. I decided I was going to do a video clip. And I went, oh, well, I've talked about this multiple times. What's a resource that I can go to? Sure enough, had a resource, looked at the transcript, and I went, oh, good. This is the 3 minutes I want to pull out of here. Mm-hmm. So we just clipped that video, that 3 minutes out of a 30-minute video. And that 3 minutes is the short video that's in email number two. But I was leveraging assets that I already have.
Right.
Strategically, because I speak around the same topic all the time as sales strategy, but I was able to pull that out. So it's like pulling an arrow out of my quiver so that I could apply that. And so when you're looking at that journey, you're looking at that the different ways that you're going to be doing outreach. And then once you've made that connection, you've actually met with them either virtually or in person, what's that next step, right? And so then that outreach becomes follow-up, and you're still delivering value, things that matter to them that will move the conversation forward, mm-hmm. that will guide them to a decision. And so mapping that journey is critical so that you have the pieces in place, because that allows you to grow and scale. Because as you add people in, they've got that roadmap. They know the path. They know how to do this. You've got all the pieces in place. So, and of course, you can build this as you go. And as you create new things, you're building it on the fly. And then the final core foundation, the support that business owners and entrepreneurs need comes from within. And this is, I think, the most critical, that you have to approach every potential relationship with worthy intent. And that means that you truly desire to help and serve them, because that creates this curiosity about who they are and what they're doing. And, you know, you become part of their team. You become a trusted partner. And this is what creates the long-term, strong relationships. It creates the opportunities for additional business, introductions, and referrals. And it's what really also feeds your soul and your passion and how you're creating impact. And when you bring that, which is really probably the most important piece, to the table, you know, people can tell that you're genuine and that you're mm-hmm. authentic. Mm-hmm. And if they don't sense it immediately, they figure it out when you're not. If you are dishing up sleazy, swarmy, manipulative slime, trust me, people figure it out. When you approach with worthy intent, and that's truly who you are at your heart, of how you're going to be able to create impact for them, their individuals, for their business, for their community, it's a game changer. And those are the core foundations of long-term profitable relationships, just not only financially, but emotionally. And they are the true secret to being able to grow and scale your business rapidly. Mm-hmm. So I got quite passionate about that, Leslie. So when you're looking at either using multiple platforms and or, you know, really providing the support that business owners and entrepreneurs need so that they can grow and scale their business, what's the advice that you would provide?
I think that, you know, one of the things that you really said there was that that sense of worthy intent, because you are building relationship. And so you have to come from a place that is center of core to who you are. And every one of us is a salesperson. We're always selling ourselves in many ways. And I think that over the years, some of that has been blown out of proportion. As you said, you know, if you're sleazy and manipulative, then that doesn't go anywhere. But if you are truly wanting to build a relationship, that's where that core communications that I teach can be so helpful to people, because CORE is an acronym that stands for different personality types. So we have our catalysts, yeah, our optimizers, our relators, and our experts. And most everybody falls in one or two of their categories. But when you understand where you personally fall and how do you speak and how to speak to others so that you can have those meaningful relationships and knowing what to say in any given situation, it really is important, because you, once you embody that, then, you know, you go out and it is, you are changing the world one person at a time, and that ripple effect is out there. So your messaging, even though you're saying it over and over again, when you understand what core aspects you are or other people are, then you have four more different ways in which to deliver your message. You know, you need to speak to an expert, then you need your facts in there. You want to speak, I'm going backwards, you want to speak to a relator. Then you have somebody who's very passionate about heartfelt causes and really goes out on a limb. So you're touching that aspect. When you're talking about an optimizer, that's somebody who likes the systems. They want to know that everything has a place and everything is in a place. And then there's your catalyst. Your catalysts are going to get the message like that, and they're going to be ready to move forward. So your conversation may not be very long, but they're ready to move forward. And that's all part of what's going to help support you as you are on these multiple platforms, because it is a way of saying something over and over again. There's a man who is very good at emails, and I wish I could remember the title now, but I think he was talking about urine removal or something. You know, he has these catchy headlines that I'm always going down through, and I'm going, okay, you got me. What does this mean? What story is he telling? And he is always telling a story within his email. And yet in the end of it, he is always talking about his business and how he can help you find different stories and different ways in which to celebrate different things. Apparently it's National 7-Eleven Day or something like that. you know, and so he was talking about some kind of drink. But it is those stories that capture us, those headlines that capture us. And you may think at times that, oh, I'm just saying the same old thing. I have to think about, well, how do I say this? No, your audience needs to hear that same thing in different ways from different angles. And that's what's going to move you forward. So I think it's really important for everything that Lynn had said to help you move forward as an entrepreneur and grow rapidly is to find out what platform works for me best, then keep going on that one. May dabble a little in the others too, or add that post to the others, but really focus on the one that's going to get, you know, you moving forward to help unlock that business growth and to be the entrepreneur that you see yourself being and embody that. And that's so true too, because if your mindset isn't embodied that I am a successful entrepreneur with multiple clients and through different parts of the world, you know, you're growing that tribe, then you're not having your mind in the right place and mind in the game, because it does need to be there. And like Lynn said, people will see you for who you are. And if you're not there, you're not going to attract your people, your tribe, who you really want to connect with. And it is a long-term relationship. So definitely be ready for the long haul.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. And I actually know exactly the email that I'm talking about, because I'm also on the list. I got it this morning. I went, what the?
Yeah.
It was funny. And there are those times that it's like, what the heck is he talking about today? I have to know.
Yeah.
And it's a curiosity. And so, and that's a very specific platform, right? That you can be using this in the email platform. Email marketing is live and well. Mm-hmm. All right. So, there's so many different ways, and you will always be combining different elements with that to, you know, attract and convert and guide your client, your prospects to a sale on multiple platforms. So, Leslie, thank you so much for sharing how to unlock your business growth via multiple platforms. You know, I know that our listeners are going to want to know more about you and where they can find and connect with you.
Well, you know, the platform I'm hanging out most often is LinkedIn. So come find me on LinkedIn. It's LeFLeyNAFE, as you can see on the bottom. That's one of the easiest ways to connect with me, although I do have two different websites. But try that one first and we'll start a conversation and move from there. How about
absolutely
yourself?
And that link will be that link will be below. I'm also on LinkedIn, so if you're already watching the show, you're probably connected with me. But I'll have all of Leslie's links down below, so that she's just one click away. And you know, today, you know, Leslie and I shared how to unlock your business growth via multiple platforms. Here's the thing: the key is for you to implement these steps to stop wasting your time, energy, and resources. And you have the opportunity to jump in and get the support you need for true success. So say yes to you and get on a call with me or Leslie. We are both truly gifted at this, and you deserve a shortcut to your success with the right support. Now you can go to pdq.link/win-win. That link is down below as well. And, you know, I would love to share our Get More Clients program with you, because it's designed for immediate on-the-fly implementation, and it's for individuals who are committed to taking action to move their business forward. You can learn more about the Get More Clients program on our website at petitequeen.com. There are three tiers, and the accelerator tier is you get Leslie and me. So woohoo. So check that out. You can, of course, connect with me on our website, stay current on all of our insightful advice, our breakthrough advantages, and never miss an episode of Claim Your Career Crown by signing up for our weekly Wisdoms newsletter at petitetoqueen.com. Thank you, everyone who tuned in. I'm so grateful that you are here. And Leslie, oh, it was wonderful, 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 as always. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Lynn. It is a lot of fun. And I have to say, every time I listen to you, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You know, it just sparks the wire there to go, oh, I should try that. So, yeah, keep listening to Lynn.
What was your biggest takeaway from this episode? I would love to hear about it. It's important to share the things you love. If you loved this episode, a 5-star review really helps keep the podcast coming to you regularly. Also, if you want to get more sales strategies to grow your business, make sure you subscribe right now. If you want to get results even faster, I invite you to download my sales strategy checklist at petitetoqueen.com/checklist. This has been Lynn Whitbeck, host of Claim Your Career Crown. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for enjoying this content by Billionaires in Boxes. If you would like to be a guest or a host, be sure to get in contact with us at billionairesinboxes.com.